there's been a big increase in emergency phone calls this year, mainly because of mistaken calls from mobile phones or pocket dialing. ECAS, the telecoms regulator emergency call answering service, say call volumes are up 23% because of a technical glitch mostly affecting Android phones. Adrian Wechter is with us. He's technology editor with Independent Newspapers. Adrian, thanks for taking our call today. What's the glitch?
The glitch is where Android phones, which are mostly Samsung phones, because most Android phones in Ireland and around Europe are Samsung phones, when you repeatedly tap the power button, it will make an emergency SOS automatic call, whether you have coverage or not. Now, that is a feature which is intended to help people in a variety of situations. Maybe you don't feel you can talk when you want to dial 112 or 999. And maybe you've been in a crash, you don't have full mobility. Maybe it's in your pocket and you're being pursued. The problem is, it is causing a massive number of additional calls now to the 112 999 emergency system here. In June, it was up 50%, an additional 85,000 calls, most of which, the telecoms regulator say, is down to this issue.
So it's meant to do it?
It's meant to do it. Oh, absolutely. And the issue here is, and Samsung really need to be a lot clearer about this, they have just introduced an update to their software, which means you cannot turn this off. Now, once again, there are good reasons to have this on your phone from a safety perspective. But before now, you were able to dampen it or effectively disable it. According to Samsung's website, after a June software update, it's now not possible to turn this off.
I presume this isn't limited to Ireland, is it?
No, this is an international problem. There has been a reaction, particularly in the last 2 or 3 months, around Europe. The European umbrella body for emergency operators has had a position on it. We've seen issues in the UK. The police over there have said that they end up getting a number of silent calls. It's wasting their time. And the way the system in Ireland works is that the emergency operator here is BT Ireland. It's a contract, and they then divert your call to whatever service is required. I spoke to the HSE. They said that they don't believe that it is affecting their services for things like ambulances, but the volume of additional calls now, clogging up that system, it's going to become an issue, and it keeps rising.
Yeah, because they're obliged to deal with silent calls, aren't they?
Absolutely. There are circumstances in which a 112 or 99 call is received where the operator is obliged to go through a number of steps to make sure that it is not an accidental call or a prank call. It could be a scenario where someone is under siege, they don't feel that they can talk into the phone, maybe the operator is looking for taps on the phone to indicate something, and so they're spending a lot more time dealing with these accidental calls.
Adrian, thanks for talking to us. That's Adrian Wechter, technology correspondent with Independent Newspapers.